This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1903. You'll survive. How to use Make It to talk about life. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going today? How are
you? Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. I'm happy to be here on video with you. It's been a little while.
I know, guys. Today's episode is on video on YouTube, and I'm so excited because, Michelle, you and I, we have not actually recorded on video in quite a few months, right?
That's right. So I am, happy to be recording with you again on videos.
Me too. Well, what are we getting into? It looks like we're getting into a little bit of a sad subject today on All Ears English, Michelle. What are we getting into?
Yeah, well, it's sad, but it's a good way to learn to practice something in English. So, yeah. We have a listener question today. Okay. About when you say to make it, right? So we've talked about this before, so we'll get into that a little bit, but so we can still have fun with this episode, guys. Turn it off.
Of course.
You want to read the question for us?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read the question. So today we're touching on the topic of, you know, of death, right? But we know that death is part of life. And so our listener had a question about this, and I'm going to go ahead and read it, Michelle. Here we go. This is from David from Beijing. I simply love your podcast. It's both informative and interesting because all of your words and phrases are so native and natural in context. Your vocabulary is a great bonus to my everyday conversation skills. Thank you, David. That's fantastic. Guys,
thank you.
I mean, Michelle, what should we ask our listeners to do if they have not left a review yet for the podcast, by the way?
Oh, well, you're going to leave us a review, guys, and that's a great place to ask a question, right?
Yes.
So we do look at those. We do choose listener questions. We love getting listener questions. Yes. And so, yes, leave a review, leave a question, whatever.
I love it. All right. And so here's David's question. He says, I have a question. I hear the phrase to make it a lot. And I know one meaning is to reach one's goal, but I saw this sentence in my English paper. My father was 44. He knew he couldn't make it to 45. In this sentence, to make it means to live. Can you explain the usage of this phrase fully? Thanks a million. What a good native expression. Thanks a million, Michelle. It's a good one.
Yes, that's true. That is a good one. We should do something about like more creative ways to say thank you if we haven't done it already.
Well, I don't think we've taught that phrase yet. Thanks
a
million.
No, I love it.
That would be a good one to teach.
It would, for sure. All right. Well, thank you so much. So, okay. So we have done other episodes with Make It. It's true. There are many, many ways to use make it and many different meanings. So for example, we did episode 1762 was how to avoid sounding boring when you RSVP to an event. So make it is used in there. So listen into that one. And then we also did, well, this isn't necessarily about make it, but there was episode 1806, right, Lindsay? And you were talking with a producer.
My friend Alan Seals, who is a Broadway producer and the owner of Broadway Podcast Network. So he was talking about how to make it in New York City and how to make it on Broadway. So guys, go check out those other episodes to see different ways to use make it. But today we're getting into something deeper, right, Michelle? More profound.
Yes, more profound. So this is a very important meaning. So guys, we have to learn the happy things and also the little bit of the sad things too. Because you know, in those situations, that's also, you know, connection, you know, connection is so important, right? So we have to learn everything.
That's a good point, Michelle. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So where do we start?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the sentence from our listener was, my father was 44. He knew he couldn't make it to 45. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes. So our listener said that this means live to in this context. So, right. It means basically to live to or to survive. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is different than other ways of using to make something. And like I said, there are tons of them and we can do even more other days, right? Like we've talked about, you know, to make it on Broadway, right? To make it to talk about like if you can go somewhere. So I let's give a few more examples here. Lindsay, you want to read the first one?
All right, guys. So talking about your dog getting older. Oh my gosh, this makes me die just thinking about this, by the way.
I know.
All right. So my dog is turning 15 years old this year. I'm hoping the old gal will make it another few years. That's a bonus there. Old gal.
That's like something that you can only say really about animals.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't want to say that about a person. That's a good point.
Oh, the old gal. Like this would be like a dog or like a horse or, you know.
Something. No. Don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So this one is my great grandmother is in the hospital. Honestly, I'm not sure she's going to make it.
Right. Okay. And so that's common. Like if someone is, you know, people are trying to help someone, they're giving them medication, trying to stabilize their vitals. This is a situation where you would use that, right? Right, Michelle? Yes.
Right. Exactly. So guys, this is a little bit gloomy, but guess what? You can also put it in a positive way. So yes. Lindsay, you want to read a more positive one?
Yes. My cousin dealt with a lot of health problems, but because of his positive attitude, he made it to 90. Nice. Exactly. Michelle, in your world, in your family, I mean, I could say in my family, people live a long time. Like my grandmother lived to 99 or like 101 or something. Like, do you think that like you'll live a long time, Michelle? Like, do you think like, do people in your family tend to like go past 100 typically? Or like, what are the patterns or the trends that you see?
Well, you had cut out for a second. So you said people made it to 101 in your family. Is that what you
said?
Well,
my grandmother lived to like 99.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of crazy when someone gets close to 100. I kind of don't know if I want to live that long. Very long, you know?
Well, I had a great aunt who lived to like 103.
Okay, so it's in your family.
but then there are other people who did not make it so long. So I don't, I have to knock on lots of wood for
this. Knock on wood. Yep. Okay, what's the next sample sentence? Yeah.
All right. So she had a terrible accident, but she's going to make it. She's coming home from the hospital soon.
Yes, I love that. Or let's see, I don't even see that example in the notes. Let's see, where you even say? Oh, no.
We got it.
Yeah. So why is this kind of a strange topic, Michelle?
Because this is like a happy podcast and, you know, and it also makes me feel like it was very hard for me to actually make some of the example sentences because I like wanted to remove myself, you know, like I wanted to put it on like a dog, like, or like, it's like, or great, great grandmother, you know, stuff like that. Cause I'm I'm like a little bit superstitious, I guess, talking about death.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, as I was just telling you, I just had someone very close to me pass away just 2 days ago. And so this topic is very pertinent, very, top of mind, but yeah, this is part of life, right? And I've been doing a lot of crying, a lot of just dealing
with it,
going through it. But many of our listeners have experienced something similar. You know, sometimes we lose someone close to us, and if we can connect with other people that are still around to talk about how we're feeling and to talk about that person that's gone, right? We can get through it. We can connect. We can be okay. Right, Michelle?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Okay, so what should we do, Michelle? Should we go into a couple of other ideas around this topic? What do you think?
Sure. So, we already kind of talked about these two, but we're going to talk about them and give more examples. So again, you could say survive or live to, right? So
right.
I feel like the word survive, I feel like it's more formal sounding.
Yes.
And I also feel like it's used more for something specific than live to, right? So like, I feel like he will survive this. So that might not be for life and death. That could also, like, sometimes I think people use survive just like to talk about like overcoming something, not necessarily like not just the idea of not dying, like the song I Will Survive, right?
Oh yeah, that's a great one. That's a fantastic one. Or, you know, like a parent saying to their kid, oh, you'll survive. Just, you know, take this bagged lunch. Stop complaining that you're the only one that takes bagged lunch. That was me. I don't know if that was you, but that was me.
No, I took bagged lunch. Yeah.
You'll survive, right?
You'll survive.
Yeah. This is in a lighter sense, guys. In this case, we're not talking about someone losing their life. We're talking about kind of making fun of someone a little bit.
Okay? Yeah, you'll survive. Yeah, right. Exactly. Whereas live to, I think, is more just general, like about life and death. And if, like, for example, if you could say, if you want to live to 100, exercise.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm always reading the research on that, right? Longevity. What is the key to longevity? And I feel like they're finding more and more that socializing is maybe even more important than it's all important, but what is the most important? Having strong social ties. I feel like I'm seeing that thread coming up in the research now, Michelle, which is really interesting.
I didn't know that. Don't they say also, like, if you have a pet, isn't that
good
for your lifespan? Yeah, that's got to be good.
It has to be. If I go over and pet my dog, immediately I relax. It's like, it's the best. It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Do we have a role play for our listeners?
Yes. All right. So here we go. So we have a friend whose dog survived an illness.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's going to make it.
I know. What a relief. I'm hoping she lives to 20.
Same here. She's so cute. Oh, man. I'm so hungry.
Lunch isn't for another 2 hours. Do you need a snack?
Nah, it's okay. I'll survive. So in that case, we'll just go through that last one I said right there first. I'll survive. I'm kind of making fun of myself a little bit, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, you're not talking. I don't know. It's just, it's basically like, don't worry about me. I'm fine.
I'll survive. Like, I'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll survive. Yeah. I'll survive.
And then what else? What did you say?
Well, at first you said she's going to make it, right? So that means the dog was going to live.
Yes. And then you said, I know, what a relief. I'm hoping she lives to, right? That's your phrase, guys, lives to 20. Okay, good. Good. Yeah.
Right. And like with lives to, like that's when you can use the age after, right? Or if you said like make it to 20, that would also be okay.
Now, I bet our listeners are wondering, could we say she lives until age 20 or age 100 or whatever? I think we could, right, Michelle?
Yeah, but I think we would say lives till, right? Like how we talked about like saying till until. I feel like I wouldn't say like, oh, hopefully she'll live until 20. I don't know. I feel like I would just say till. I don't know.
Yeah, we shorten things. We don't like to say full words.
Yes.
Who has time for that, right?
No one.
All right. What's the takeaway for our listeners today?
All right. So, guys, this was a great question from our listener. Even though it kind of took things in a gloomy direction, but it's important, right? That is, you know, all topics, even sad ones, are times to connect. We want to teach you all the vocabulary. We're not going to just shy away from topics that are hard to talk about, because they're, yes. That's part of life.
Yeah. And I would say that for our listeners too, guys, if you have a good question that is a little bit deeper, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's not the most optimistic topic, but we can approach that topic. If it's about human connection, that's what we talk about on this show, right? Human connection and language and culture. So good. Send it to us. Send your question to Lindsay@allearsenglish.com. All right.
All right, Lindsay. Well, thank you for talking about this with me today. And yeah, guys, thanks. Thanks all for right. listening.
Of course. Talk to you very soon, Michelle. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.